In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. From the gospel reading today, you might expect a sermon on stewardship. And that'll be coming, but that's not today. Many of you know I recently got back from a three-day retreat for the diocese. It's a clergy retreat. And we had a gentleman by the name of Father John Bear was the person to give the address. He's the dean of St. Vladimir's Orthodox Theological Seminary in New York. A brilliant man, wrote many wonderful books, one of which we'll actually be studying soon, called Becoming Human. And you'll see how this all ties together pretty quickly. Through the course of the talks and Becoming Human, at the end of the retreat, which was shortly after the campus shooting that left a number dead and still more wounded, Bishop Little asked a question. Like him, I am not a political speaker. I don't have a dog in the hunt for politics. But he wanted to start discussing things that we might do in light of the shooting and what that might actually mean and how we talk about it. Now, it was interesting to me that there are a number of people, and while they might have been good ideas, are a little misguided. We had people talk about getting rid of the Second Amendment because we don't need militia. I'm not sure that's exactly true, and I'm not sure that that's the right thing to do. We had other people say, well, we just need to stop selling guns and get rid of all the guns that exist. That might be a noble thing as well. Other ideas flowed along these lines, and as I stood there and thought about it, it occurred to me that there are a couple issues that we are just blowing over really quickly, and they're actually tied to the gospel. We live in a society these days that has a lot of fear. Fear of shootings, fear of bombings, fear of ISIS. As a matter of fact, the paper today is full of them. On the heels of our three-day retreat, there was another shooting at another campus. Following that, not even 2 days later, there was someone that left a suicide note in several places in school, in the gym, in the bathroom, in the locker room, in teachers' classrooms. This caused 600 students to not be in school by their parents' wishes, because of what happened at the other campuses. So gun control is an issue, but it's not the issue. The issue is fear. You can take all the guns in the entire world and melt them down and make them nothing but slag. That doesn't get rid of the knowledge of how to build a gun. Even if you could get rid of the knowledge, we would murder one another with knives. And if you took all the knives, we'd use rocks. Getting rid of a tool doesn't change the end result. It might make it harder to do, but that's not the point. What we believe in church is the gospel, the good news. We spread that to a world that's hurting, but the way in which we do that changes a person's heart. It takes away their fear. It takes away their anger. It takes away their trepidation and gives them something else. Oftentimes, there's a good quote that says, you can always tell who a hero is because they're the ones running in while everybody else runs out. Well, we saw that at the campuses too. An ex-military man actually rushed the gunman. Another interesting point. Did you hear what the gunman at the Arizona campus said before he killed people? Do you know the question he asked? Are you Christian? Good, because you're about to meet your God in about a second. If you weren't Christian, You got shot in the leg. What we cannot control, we kill. It's fear. There's something about being Christian that convicts people. There's something about being Christian that's worth fighting for. We've made the mistake as a church. We've gone through and tried to control people's lives by enacting laws, some good, some bad. We petition for social justice. Sometimes that's good. Oftentimes, I think you'd agree that it's bad. You cannot change people's desires or intentions by telling them to do it. Father John Baer had a great quote, and I think it applies here. He says, Jesus Christ shows the world what it is to be God in the way that he died as a human being, and shows what it is to be a human being in the way that he lived as Christ. It's all tied up together. You can't erase fear by taking toys away from a petulant child. You erase fear by taking away fear. What's the prayer we say after service every time? Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is fear, hope. Where there's injury, pardon. That is what the good news is, and that is what this world needs. Not another law, not another tax, not another way to call people out that are different, but a way in which we show something better. Are you willing to die for that? Or are you a camel trying to get through the eye of the needle? The gate that he's talking about in the gospel is a gate that's about that tall. It was called the needle gate. In order to get a camel through it, that camel actually had to be courageous and get down on his knees and scoot himself through. But he didn't stop. He didn't turn back. We're not supposed to stop or turn back either. And it's easy to answer hatred with hatred. It's easy to answer fear with fear. And it's easy to answer trouble with trouble. What are you going to do? It's not just my responsibility. You're all members of this church as well. And there's a whole town, beyond that town a state, beyond that state a country, and beyond that country a world. What are you going to do? Do you have the courage to stand fast? To share the gospel at any cost? I hope that it be so. And I hope for you in the same way I hope for myself. Do not fear when you hear of shootings, bombings, ISIS, jailings, new laws. Don't be afraid. Be encouraged. Stand fast. Continue to walk. Lean on one another. Maybe one day we'll all be able to understand what Father John Baer was talking about when he said, Jesus Christ showed us what it is to be God by dying as a human, and showed us how to be human by living as Christ. Until then, we're neither. We're clay shaped by the potter. Be willing to be shaped. And by being shaped, we can shape the world. Amen.